Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gabe, tell us about your public... this is like, what would you do? Except it's true.
Yes. Yesterday I was picking up some food, and I ran into a situation where this couple was arguing, and then we wanted to bring up, like, what's your arguing style? Like, what's your take when it comes to public arguing? Is it something that you actually do, and you have no problem doing it? Or are you like, don't you dare talk to me like that in public? I swear you better not make a scene right now. Why are you acting like...
Yeah, right.
You turn into a ventriloquist. So call us up, 312-591-9696. Tell us what your style is. But yesterday, I was picking up some food after being on NBC Sports Chicago, Sports Talk Live yesterday. Had to do that.
Of course.
And so I go to this food place, and this woman, this young girl, because he looked like he was probably about 50. She looked like she was like 30. And she was going in on him about not wanting to move to the city. So I guess the guy lived in the burbs.
Burbs, like, right.
You're never going to move. You're an a-hole. Like, going in on the guy.
And so the whole room could hear.
Oh, it was a small room. It was very small. I was picking up some food. And she's going in. And I'm thinking to myself, is this woman really just going in on this guy? And he was the ventriloquist. He was the one that was like, listen, can you just quiet down right now? I'm not really going to do this right now. But he was calm, super calm, letting her do her thing. And I couldn't believe that she had no shame in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, because when it comes to me, I mean, listen, if you're in the moment and you're upset, okay, I can see myself having some words, but not a blowout argument where everyone in the whole room can hear you. I think that's extremely, extremely embarrassing. And you're embarrassing your partner that you're with.
By the way, some people do it on purpose to exactly do that.
What do you mean?
To make an ass out of the other person.
Well, because that they know, if they know what the other person's arguing style
right.
is.
Yes.
And I had a friend that used to do this too. She would pick fights in public. That way her man would like just listen because she knew he wasn't going to do it in public.
Make a scene.
So she was able to get everything out. She was like, I got to do it in a public space so he listens to everything I say. Otherwise he'll walk away or he'll start screaming. So it was how she was able to get her point across.
Right.
Which is terrible. But
terrible.
Yes. That's what she would do.
So we're asking you 312-591-9696. Are you the type of person to, yes, go ahead, handle it right there in the moment and make a fool out of you, both of you guys? Or are you the type to just kind of wait until you kind of get home?
All right. Let's start with Angelica in Plainfield. Hi, you're on B96.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we know better. Like, me and my husband, we've been together for 4 years. It's actually going to be 5 years on Monday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Nice. We know that if we go, like, if we're out in public and something is bothering us or something kind of comes up, we'll go, oh, honey. And then the other one knows when we get home, then that's, we're
going to
be having a talk.
Oh, you have, yes, it's the safe word.
Really,
yeah, it's like key words.
Yeah, that is a safe word.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you guys make that eye contact. But what happens, Angelica, when you're the one that's upset? Do you just, you suppress it, or do you be petty and just kind of say something else?
No, you know what? We've actually, in the beginning, yes, I'd be like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to say anything, but I guess I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I'll be like, oh, honey, and then, like, I'll make a comment in the car, like, I won't do it in public. That's just something you don't want everybody in the business. We're just not those kind of people. So, but my brother-in-law and his girlfriend, on the other hand, that's a bit different of a story. They will just have a brawl at a bit in the open public.
Yeah, man. There's only two types of people. You either are able to argue in public, or you have some type of shame and you don't want to do that kind of thing.
It's like, if I don't argue in public, though, if I don't have the moment when it's happening, you have to get it out. I'm not talking about screaming and all of that, but having a heated discussion, I won't even be able to pretend like nothing's wrong. Like, I am not speaking to you the rest of the day. This is going to be very obvious, so we might as well just have it right now.
Well, you know, my thing is I don't know if who wants to get in the middle of anybody else's fight, right? But I have to say this. If you're going out to dinner in Chicago downtown, it's very expensive. And if you're sitting beside me and you're screaming and yelling and acting like an ass, you know, I have to tell you, that would really bug me.
Do you say something? Would you say something?
I'm trying to think if I would. But, you know, if I'm spending $200 on dinner.
Do you guys mind taking this somewhere else?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Get a room to yell at each other.
Or go outside, right? Yeah.
312-591-9696. Do you argue in public? Are you like, nah? So we've got Isabel right now in Humboldt Park. That's funny. You can argue anywhere.
You definitely can. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years, so he already knows I have serious anger issues. I get mad so fast. So why would you start to argue with me in public? You know? I'm going to go off. I don't really care who's around me. You're going to hear
it. Oh,
I
see what you're saying. You're like, he should know better. Right, he should know better.
So yeah, like, you know better.
So, Isabel, can you take us to that last public argument that you just had?
Our last public argument was about him walking out my car while I was driving.
He was walking what?
Out of your car?
Yes, I was driving, and he got out the car because he was mad. Because
you guys were arguing.
That's I see. Yeah, like at the stoplight. Yeah, you didn't try. He wasn't doing the Kiki challenge, like, you know.
I don't get why he was mad. Like, there was no argument going on. And he just walked out the car in the middle of traffic while the car is moving.
Well, that's dramatic.
That's aggressive.
And not safe.
Thanks for the call, Isabel.
Ridiculous.
We're talking about this because I went to go pick up some food yesterday, and this young lady was just berating this dude, just going in on him. She was just like, you don't want to move to the city. You ain't never going to move to the city. You ain't blank. You a a-hole.
Da, da, da. That's bad.
Yes, and he's sitting there taking it, and I couldn't help but think, this guy does not want to be doing this in public. And she has zero problem putting this out there, and that's why we're asking you this stuff.
Aaron on the Gold Coast. Hi, you're on B96.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
So I never call radio stations, but I had to when I heard this story driving. Because
was it you?
I was.
Oh, were you the one?
I did yell at someone in public. I never would yell at anyone in public. I think it's very private. However, I went on an internet date and had conversations with a guy private, like before, totally fine. As I'm in the cab on the way to meet him in a public place, he sends me a very inappropriate exposed picture.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Before the date? Who does that? Okay. Sorry.
Well, exactly. So in my head, I'm thinking, do I tell the cab to turn around and go home? Or I was like, better yet, I'm going, sat down across from him with my arms crossed and purposely said very loudly so other people could hear, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you ever do this? Blah, blah, blah. And like went off. And all of a sudden, you see everyone else in the restaurant kind of like leaning in and listening to the story.
yeah, that's a good one.
Right, yes.
So, yeah, just had to do that one on purpose.
Love that.
So how did he respond to that, though?
Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, my God. He looks at me, and he rubs my arm. He goes, you're so cute when you're mad. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, creepy. No. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
That was a good one, though. That's fair.
So his whole intention was to hook up.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting your context. Yes.
You never would have got that from the previous phone calls that we had.
Right.
Because I'm not just going to, like, have a date with someone. I looked at him and the conversation continued. I was like, you have a sister. What if someone did this to your sister? Like, I said, what is wrong with you? You are going to be alone forever if you can't have, like, serious conversations. I'm like, you don't know me.
Right. As Aaron's saying this, I'm imagining myself being in the restaurant while she's actually repeating these words. And I'm
I would have stood up in that moment, Aaron, and I would have just given you a standing ovation.
Absolutely.
Call him out.
Absolutely. And by the way, I mean, even if he did want to hook up, I mean, that's exactly how it's not going to happen.
Ever.
Facts. Ever.
Thanks for the call, Aaron.
Thank you for calling. Yes. So we're talking about public arguments and the rules for arguing in public. Do you have any? I mean, you know, do you do it? If you're pissed, got to get it out of your system. 312-591-9696. Drex and Nina on B96.
Yeah.
In public.
True. Yeah.
Which is the worst. And that's what we're talking about right now. I went out yesterday to go grab a bite to eat. And this couple was next to me. He must have been like 50. She was probably like 30. And they got into this big argument about how he was not planning on moving to the city. But it was a lot louder, a lot stronger, a lot more aggressive. She was cursing at him. And, you know, it just got me thinking, you know, there's two types of people. There's the couple that has no problem arguing in public, zero shame. And then there's the other two that, you know, they're ventriloquists when they talk. Don't you dare. My mom used to do that all the time. Boy, if you don't act right now, I swear to God, when we get
under
home.
Your breath, that kind of stuff. Thing, yeah.
I would say for me, I don't know. I don't necessarily like arguing in public, but I do get loud or I have a bit of a temper.
Okay, so this is the real, like, chill version of you saying, yes, I argue in public.
Yep.
There we go.
I'm trying not to let that come
that's
out.
That's what it was. He's judging other people for doing it when he's been that guy.
I have been that guy. I can't complain.
That's probably why you felt for him so much.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We'll start with, let me see, Tom in Portage Park.
So, I'm very cold. I don't want to argue in public. I try to be cool all the time. My wife is very, very hot, and she will, if she thinks it's that necessary, she will start an argument in public. But I try to act like nothing's, you know, wrong, so then it kind of makes her look like she's crazy.
Smart. You're very smart, Tom.
Tom!
I got something for Gabe, too.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I told my wife like 10 years ago that any kind of arguing, it kind of turns me on because I mean that she really, really loves me. So when she's starting to go crazy, I look at her like, hi, mommy.
See, you know what? This is like
smart.
No, this is like
so
women
sick.
Who
you
have like long-term
people.
Memories like an elephant. Things that you said 10 years ago. This is sort of like Sharon. I said on the air once that the dude should always take out the garbage, even from the kitchen, right? So that thing will be overflowing unless I take it out. Yeah. That stuff sticks. All right, let's go to Jessica in Elmhurst. Hi, Jessica. You're on B96.
Hello. So I'm actually in the car with my boyfriend right now, and we have a six-year-old daughter. And for some reason, the grocery store is where we always argue. Like, I always want to go after he gets out of work and he's tired. So we tend to argue a lot in the grocery store, but the rule is not to swear in public.
No swearing.
I think that's fair.
I guess.
So which aisle usually is the one that gets you all hot?
Yeah, the fruits probably.
Yeah, where do you go?
Freezer section.
Cereal.
Ooh. Cereal.
Good one. Well, let's talk to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. Hey. So, why the grocery store? What? Yeah. Why don't you tell her? Give her the list, man.
What?
Yes. Tell her to go get that stuff. So there's no argument.
You go together, Drex. What are you talking about?
I'll make you a list.
Then you're not getting anything you want on that list. If I'm going to the store, it's for me.
My Fritos.
So let me ask you a question. Who wins the arguments the majority of the time? You or your girl?
I don't even bother arguing anymore.
Oh man, that's why she's with you, man. She knows she's gonna win these arguments.
Love that. Just fold. Yep.
Thanks for the call, guys. Be safe driving, okay?
Yeah,
there was this one time I was in Mexico, and we were catching like a really late night flight, so we were partying all day, and you know, we were drinking a lot. Wasted.
Okay.
And so the argument started on the way. Yeah. We were wasted. The argument started on the way to the airport. And then when we were in line and like trying to get through.
You're tired.
Yeah. And I'm yelling. I'm like, I don't care. You're disrespectful. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you need to be quiet. We're in public. And I'm like, we're in Mexico. I don't know none of these damn people. I don't care.
She's going to get escorted off by like security.
So, no, I was crazy enough. I don't think anybody really wanted to come up to me at that point.
Stupido Americana. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Stella in Lockport. Hi, you're on B96.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Hi, so my husband and I, we don't argue in public because our biggest thing is people don't see the process of you guys making up. So we don't want people to judge our relationship or to judge us because I know like what we say to each other and how we act in public says a lot about yourself. So we keep it as like one of our rules in marriage that if we are mad at each other, we just put that aside and we solve it when we're, you know, when we're alone together. Like our last, the last time that we were mad at each other was actually on our way to our friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to spend time with this guy for the next couple of hours. And we were so mad at each other, but how we handled it was we're like, you know what, we'll talk about this later. And we, instead of like talking to each other, I mean, we were like just, you know, saying a few words to each other, but we were talking more to like our friends, you know, we were just trying to do our best to have fun. And honestly, by the time we came home, we actually forgot what the argument was about. And it wasn't
funny
a big
how
deal.
That works.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah. So
hold on. This is like a not human. Did you not feel like you were going to explode the entire time? I would not have survived.
We had like a few drinks. So at that point, it's like we were relaxed. Like, we enjoyed our time at the wedding. We had our friends' company, and we weren't with each other all the time. So that also kind of helped. And, like, you know, space to us is also very important. Like, when we're mad at each other, we make sure we give each other space, because the more you're together when you're upset and you're still trying to process everything, like, it just gets worse, and the more you argue. So
yeah,
I think that was really important.
Yeah, people don't see you make up, which is obviously
mature.
You know,
because
right. Then what happens? You see your friends argue, right? Yeah. And then the next time you see them, they're all lovey-dovey, and you're like, damn, y'all were arguing pretty hard the last time I saw you guys.
But she's right about that. I mean, you know, sometimes people forget what the healthy argument was or how it started to begin with.
Thanks for the call, Stella. I'm like, Nina's like an elephant. She remembers everything.
Elephant brain.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, I'd be like a couple drinks in. Okay, so now remember before we got here? Because I want to go home and be happy. So let's figure this out.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm like that too. I like to, you know, fold it, shut it down.
Or you're cuddling in bed and you think you're about to go to sleep, or the guy does. And then you're like, hey, honey.
So you remember when?
Are you ready to talk about that right now? I'm like, man, I thought we were good.
You didn't get away with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.